Oilers. We're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm Matt Weston this evening. I'm joined by the cowboy in my saddle, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing okay. Can I be the Indian to your cowboy?
That's fine. What type of Indian? Like Cherokee, Apache?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think it does. Caronquins are my personal favorite.
What's the nicest group of Indian tribe that you knew?
I know that there's this like really peaceful village in the Blood Meridian, and they just kill like all 150 of them.
Was it? So like an Opeca tribe?
No, I can't remember what they were, but they're just like hanging out by this lake, and they just killed all of them.
Oh, that's good.
And I can't remember the name of that tribe then.
They were the lake people.
Yeah, they're. I mean, there's just like this scene. I can't remember, but there's this. There was like I guess a sentence in one that. Indians in their group was like holding two infants by their legs and smashing their heads together.
What is going on? Like,
okay, cool.
Okay, all right. We're changing the subject here. Well, man, I'm doing great. How are you?
Let me finish. And like you're like, great riding, Cormac. I'm glad this is what you came up with in 1987 or whatever. But I mean, he's the greatest living rider we have.
I don't. You know what? I'm just gonna let you go with it because if I say the greatest rider that we have. Is Tom King and Donnie Cates.
Fine.
Who are those writers, Matt?
Manga.
Manga?
They write hentai.
That's what you think that I'm reading, is hentai. How am I reading hentai? By the way, is there English hentai?
I don't think so.
I was like, that'd be impossible. So if I'm reading Japanese, what am I doing on this show? Obviously, I'm wasting my talents. Yeah. You didn't think of that one, did you?
I don't know. I mean, there's weird people who...
What?
There's weird white people just love Japan.
Weird white people that just learn how to speak Japanese?
Yeah, they're out there.
Just for fun?
And they used to hang out the Heroes and Fantasies.
Okay. Wait, that store's amazing.
Yeah, they're all closed down because
all
moved to Japan.
There's one. It's the biggest store in Texas.
Where is it?
It's like right next to Huebner. It's downtown San Antonio near that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad there's still one left.
Exactly. There's always got to be one.
I'm glad the nerds got something. Oh, so we're... kind of sort of 4 weeks through the season. Usually we would do the quarter poll awards, but the Titans are all sick. And the Steelers couldn't play last week. So next week, once every team has played four games, we can do some quarter of the year stuff.
I can't wait.
But that being said, there's four teams that are 0-4. Both New York teams, Atlanta and Houston. Who's the best 0-4 team out of the bunch?
Probably, I would say Atlanta.
Yeah.
I would say Atlanta in this play only because I think they have just wanted to lose.
They blew two impossible blow games.
Yeah, and I just think that if I was Arthur Blank after the next one, after the Dallas, dude, you fire Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. Hey, man, we're done.
It's like year six, seven. Yeah.
What are you expecting? Because you're not getting anything different. And isn't it weird that you just keep blowing the same thing? And by the way, if I'm also Kyle Shanahan, whenever I'm watching Quinn over there, I'm just like, you know what? I'm not the curse.
Yeah.
That guy's the curse. It's all in my
head. He's the anti-Bill O'Brien. Yeah. Like, he coaches the defense, but he's not so angry.
Exactly.
He's had the temper problem since, like, you know, he's the yang to Bill O'Brien's yin.
It's just... I would say they're the better team, but I would say that he's just not a good coach.
Well, they have a really good offense.
Julio's done.
They have the second worst pass defense, though.
And Calvin apparently doesn't understand where if you're the targeted wide receiver on the team, then you have to be able to do a little bit better.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I haven't watched that game yet.
He didn't have a catch.
I saw it. Yeah. Starting in fantasy,
it's
zero catches.
It's really big.
Yeah.
Not just in fantasy, Matt. We don't talk about fantasy on this, okay?
Who do you think's better, the Giants or the Jets?
Giants. Jets don't even look like they try, nor do they care. The Jets look awful out there.
Yeah.
The Giants look like they actually care. Plus, you lost Saquon.
Yeah, I mean,
did you watch what happened? I guess we'll be talking about them. So, do you see the fight between Jalen and...
I didn't understand what happened.
Okay.
I know that him and Golden Tate don't like each other.
Well, so the whole...
And he smashed him on that one tackle. And then after he got hit... Golden Tate dropped like three passes after that.
It's the first time I've ever seen an NFL fight where both teams, like there are players where they're backing everybody up and they're just letting them to beat the crap out of each other, which is weird. And I'm like, well, usually a guy would jump in, but even when a teammate would jump in, the other side would then push that other guy back. It was weird. It's like they were letting them fight. But then when you look it up and you find out, oh, Ramsey has two babies with Tate's sister, and then he cheated on Tate's sister with an Instagram model while pregnant with the second. Oh, okay. This isn't football related.
Gotcha.
That's why everybody let them fight, because everybody said, this has nothing to do with anybody. Just let them go at it. This is family.
That's so, like playing 10 seconds in the bathroom.
That's exactly what it is. Because, by the way, that's also what that means. They're family.
Yeah.
They're family now.
That's like, I guess, his brother.
That'd be his brother-in-law. Or
but they're not married.
In this case, the kids, though, his is uncle. What would make it his uncles. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the uncles to his kids.
That's pretty unbelievable.
That's well, what it was.
And I know that game, too. Like, Ramsey, I mean, really hit Tate once really good. And after that, Tate dropped, like, three open passes. Like, he really cowered at that game.
And most likely, I think Tate got a good shot or two in. Because even after the game, they said that Ramsey was waiting for him. But, dude, whenever that happens, but apparently, too, Tate had an interview like a few months back, and he said that he had this game circled and he was excited for it. Okay.
You can't drop three passes in the fourth quarter then?
You can if all you're worried about is punching the other dude in the face.
Yeah, it's true. I got to say my hands.
I was about to say, exactly. Just let me say my hands. Just like when Ramsey's throwing shots at him, Tate's just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait.
That's bizarre. I didn't know that was what was going on there. Kind of, I don't know. It was kind of a bad game, too.
Yeah,
I watched that game today. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, and now it's actually probably the worst I think the Rams have looked.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
didn't look good.
Like, Goff had, like, seven throws that he had to be perfect on, and he wasn't perfect on, and they went three and out a bunch. And also, like, the Giants have such a good run-stopping defensive
line.
Yeah,
the Giants look better, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. One thing, the trade deadline's coming up soon. And I wish Roger Goodell could force this trade. I want Adrian Peterson to go to the Jets. I'm so tired watching Adrian Peterson the Lions.
What are you talking about? Detroit uses him like crazy. That's their workhorse, man.
Let him go do that with the Jets.
That's their workhorse.
He's bad.
What are you talking
He's
about?
He's bad.
That's how you know that you're a team that's just going to lose.
They're
is
insane.
If you have Adrian Peterson on your team.
And also, like, the weird thing about it, too, like, Daryl Bevel had a really good offense for Stafford last year. And it's like, I think Matt Patricia's like, cut it out.
Well,
we're not doing that.
What did Kerryon do?
He had two carries.
No. What did he do to the coaching staff? Did he have, like, sacks with somebody?
He fumbled a little bit last year, but not...
Not that much to be able to sit like this.
It's unbelievable. Like,
or for you to draft Deontay Swift to not use him at
all.
He's
a receiver.
Well, yeah. They only use him in game
situations.
He
just runs angle routes.
Yeah.
That's all he does. He's good at it. But, yeah. Sim Pearson, the Jets. Him and Al Gore can... Not Al Gore. Him and Frank Gore. Politics are on my mind crazy right now. But him and...
Global warming, man.
Him and Frank Gore can have, like, 45 carries a game.
That just sounds awful to watch. You were watching that as the Jets, oh, my God. I didn't even watch that last week with the Thursday night game. They should be ashamed of
themselves.
It is kind of
fun. Like, I kind of... I only like...
No,
well, there's two things I like about the Jets.
It,
one, Quinnen Williams is a hippopotamus, and he's awesome.
That doesn't make
two,
sense.
Two, Sam Darnold makes, like... Five really great plays a game, and then like five really, really stupid plays a game.
You know where Donald can come? He can come in Dallas.
That'd be good.
That's where he can come to.
Yeah.
I'll take both ginger quarterbacks on the team. That's right. You do the math what happens to one of them.
You need some more soul, though, you know?
I don't need any more soul.
So there's four 4-0 teams. Who do you think is the best? Buffalo, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Seattle.
This one's tough because I want to say Buffalo, but I don't want to discredit Buffalo
because
I like Buffalo. I just don't think that Kansas City's bad. I think Green Bay is just allowing Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think they're
fake.
Their
offense is a lot better this
That's
year.
What I mean. Like, I don't think they're fake.
Just like the design of their offense.
I wanted to doubt them more than anything, but they're finally doing what they've always should have done.
Yeah. LaFleur was bad last year. He's been spectacular this year.
That's what I mean. So I don't want to discredit any teams, so I was just going to say Buffalo just because I think if all those teams played against each other, I think Buffalo would lose.
Yeah, I mean, I think they would beat them except
because
for Kansas
also,
City.
Who did Buffalo play last week?
They played the Raiders.
What game was it where Buffalo got away with some crazy crap penalty?
The Rams.
Okay.
But they also had another thing that went against them too that game.
Yeah, I know
and they
that.
Went up by like 21.
But it was still bad,
they went up
though.
28-3 on them.
That was still like to win the game, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know if it's fine, though. But well, that's why that
thing,
was mine.
Buffalo's kind of scary because their defensive line hasn't had a great game yet, and they were awesome last week against Las Vegas. And Ed Oliver finally had a great game. And so, and they're also, it seems that they finally figured out their offensive line now, too. Like their running game hasn't been very good the first 4 weeks, and I think now they have their offensive line figured out, their run game will take off some more, too. And, I mean, Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers are the two best quarterbacks in the league right now, which is insane.
I don't
think the first 4 weeks
all.
Of the year.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
I mean,
so we're going off of numbers, and Dak Prescott's the best.
No, I'm not. I mean, with even going off numbers, Prescott's not as good as those two are.
So what are we going off of?
You know, efficiency, value.
Okay, so
yards
we're going off. Well, if we're going off yards, though, it's Dak.
I'm not just saying yards, though. Yeah, I'm not going by
just
yards.
Just saying, man.
We're not going by yards. We're intellectuals here.
We're not intellectuals here. That's not happening.
So the Traquan Smith watch, 14 catches, 18 targets, 186 yards, two touchdowns.
It's the only week because who comes back this week?
Hopefully Michael Thomas comes back.
Is he not?
I don't know. He didn't come back last week.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. The Lions also cracked me up, too, because they spent this offseason like, yeah, we're going to improve our run defense. We're going to be physical. We're going to be a tough football team. We're really going to grind wins out. We're going to make teams really, you know, pay and that sort of thing. And right now the Lions are 32nd in run defense DVOA, so they have the worst run defense in the league right now. After putting all that investment in their run defense, and, I mean, Patricia is just sinking.
Matt, they scored 14 points.
One off turnover.
When there was 10 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yeah, one off a turnover.
You know when they scored again?
In the fourth quarter.
No, third quarter, 4 minutes left.
Gotcha.
Think about that.
I watched during that game today.
During that time.
They gave 28 straight points after they up 14-0.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What the hell? What are you doing?
I love it.
What are you doing?
It's fun. These teams are like, yeah, we're going to be tough. We're going to be intelligent. And then
they
just get
run better.
All over.
How is he not fired?
He needs to be, too.
He should be gone.
There's going to be a lot of new head coaches next year. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of good candidates, too.
Hopefully it's not a carousel this time around, and there's actually people that are just gone.
Oh, we never see them again?
Well, just go be coordinators, which is what you were good at.
Yeah.
Go be what you were good at. You're not a head coach.
So Bill O'Brien got fired. You know what I hope?
Who?
You know what I hope happens next year?
What do you hope?
He goes and coaches the University of Texas. That's what I want more than anything.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, what do you feel like is going to be the Houston situation here?
I don't care right now. I'm so glad he's gone that I don't care.
So, how bad did Bill kill the team?
I don't...
What's
I don't
the
know.
Damage
I mean,
done?
I think the biggest thing about it's like, he's always been like this. His problems have always been there. They just start 0-4. And now, like, now all the everything that he was doing doesn't... Nobody can deal with it because they lost four games in a row.
Do you believe the gossip mill when they said that JJ and
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I believe that.
All right, so that you believe that they went at it with each other?
It sounded like he yelled at him and Anthony Weaver during practice about something.
It sounded like that Bill thought that he could yell at everybody, which here's the thing.
And he does yell at everybody.
Here's the thing, though.
His same thing came out with him and name redacted in 2016 and stuff.
You're allowed to yell at guys, but you got to be winning. You got to be at least showing something, saying that something you've said works. When you have done nothing, everything you've said has just turned out to be awful, then what are you doing yelling at people?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's all on you.
Yeah.
And I don't think Bill ever took the blame. And I think that was what the problem was in the end, which obviously you never expect them to. It's just, how could Bill, who in their right mind would ever hire Bill? That's what I mean. He destroyed his entire hope for another head coaching job.
I think
it's
at the NFL level for now.
For what? For NFL? Or are you talking about college?
He's thinking of coaching a college place.
Oh, no. But as NFL-wise, would any team ever hire him as a head coach right now?
I think later on, probably.
How long?
I don't know. Just
5 years?
Let him go to UT and let him go to, like, one Rose Bowl in, like, 2037.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful already.
No, he's going to go there and they're going to, like... I'm going to go to the Holiday Bowl and be bad. He's going to make $100 million, and then you'll see him, like, at Northwestern. I don't know. Yeah, but even, I mean, like, even, like, John McClain reported a year ago, it's like, if Bill O'Brien doesn't fix his temper, he can't coach in the league at all. And it sounded like that was kind of part of it too. And again, like the difference is they lost games. They didn't win these lucky games. The team got worse, and his coaching and his scheme didn't match the drop-off in talent anymore at all. You know, they got by on talent, not by his coaching. And after he got rid of all the talented players and the talent in the cupboards bare, he got stuck, you know. And Watson hasn't been an MVP player because of the offense. And, you know, he's missed some stuff too. But, yeah, I don't know. It's beautiful. I'm glad it finally happened, though. One of the probably the best week of my life, you know.
What I need to have happen, I just don't think it is that Houston needs to hire, like, the ultimate coach that's just going to, like, laugh in Dallas's face and Jerry Jones. Just somebody that has the ultimate resume. Just something crazy. That's what I would enjoy.
The ultimate head coach?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, like, dig up?
I don't know what you would do. You would get, like, Bill somehow.
Get Bill Belichick somehow.
Yeah. You somehow go crazy with something along those lines. That's the only thing I just want. I like
Brian Daboll. I like Eric Bieniemy. I like Greg Roman. Just get an offensive guy. Get Deshaun Watson a really good offense. Like, it's not going to be, they can turn this thing around in a year. It's not going to be easy. It's possible, but they have to hit having a really great offensive coach. They have to.
When is your next first round pick?
2000. Like, whenever Batman comes out, that's whenever they'll have a first round pick.
It was pushed a year.
Yeah.
Were y'all pushed a year?
Yeah. We got pushed a year. That first round pick got coronavirus. So they got pushed a year.
Nice.
Yeah, well, hey, Laremy Tunsil, you know, the Texans have one of the worst offensive lines still, and that was worth two first-round picks, a second-round pick, and $21 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
So, I got this for you. Who's the better $20 million man, Tunsil or DeMarcus Lawrence?
Oof.
Who is the better $20 million? Who would you rather pay that money to?
I don't know. Oh. Do I have my first round picks still?
Okay, well,
I would rather
have
Lawrence in my first. Yeah, because the Texans didn't just give Tunsil $20 million a year. They gave him $20 million a year, and they gave up two first round picks and a second round pick.
You know what? We'll say yes, you gave away the pick still, too.
I'd eat the cyanide, is what I do.
I'd eat the cyanide.
Yeah. All right, so our listener questions for tonight.
Choice. Where did you get it?
The first one we have is from, this is our favorite segment, the Smooth Grandma Listener Question Hour. He asked, with the train wheels ripped off, set on fire, and thrown away, does Tim Kelly show us something we haven't seen yet this season, or do we just take solace as the long camera fades for Mel Cornell after each three and out? So the Texans fired O'Brien. O'Brien always calls offensive coordinator Timmy. His name is Tim Kelly. And then they interview, you know, he was doing his interview last week for the press, and he called him Billy. So you have Timmy and Billy really miss each other right now. I mean, like, the Jaguars have the worst pass defense by DVOA right now. If Miles Jack doesn't play, they should score 40 points. If Miles Jack plays, they should score, like, 27 points, 31 points, you know. I think if Miles Jack doesn't play, this game could be close. Or, no, if he does play, this game could be close. If he doesn't play, they should win by three touchdowns, you know. Like, that's really kind of like the game preview this week for it.
So I'm going to say that y'all are going to have the greatest game ever against Jacksonville, and it's kind of like just the witch is dead.
It's very cathartic.
Yeah, it's going to be a very emotional game for everybody, and then you're going to lose every game after that.
That's
fine.
But
for this game in particular, the clouds are going to open, and everyone's going to say, the Texans are the greatest.
Can they make the playoffs?
Can they make the playoffs? Is this the turning point they needed?
And then they're going to play Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they're going to get coughed all over.
And they're going to lose.
Next question from Smooth Grandma is, does JJ come out and destroy the Minshew mustache monster after defeating the greatest foe in Texans history last week? I mean, I think Minshew is competent. And I think he's worth $600,000 a year. Like, JJ just hasn't been JJ yet this year. And, like, he's gotten close a few times, but the things he did last year, he doesn't have the speed off the edge that he had last year. And so I don't know. He's going to go against Juwan Taylor, and Taylor had a good game against him last year. So I'm not expecting this to be a good JJ Watt week.
I have a question back. Is it worth it if JJ gave his remaining football soul to get rid of Bill?
Yeah, it's worth it.
I'm not asking you. I'm reversing the question now. But that is what I think transpired here. I do not think that JJ's
like JJ's a horcrux.
Yes. And you had to destroy JJ as the last remaining one in order to destroy Bill.
Like, so Name Redacted was the other, blowing a 24-point lead.
JJ was Nagini.
The divisional round was another. No, he's Harry, dude.
No, he's Nagini.
No, Harry's a horcrux.
You know what? That would kind of suit JJ a little bit better.
Now he's
I know
back
Harry's
the
horcrux. How dare you? I know my Harry Potter knowledge. God.
Yeah.
What do you think I am? Some type of animal?
I know you read the Wikipedia once a week. Next question
twice
from Smooth Grammel is, what do you expect from PJ Big Play Hall after getting his nickname from such a well-respected, known broadcast with 6 million listeners every week? I think he's going to have a big play this week. PJ Hall is funny because like he gets like really close to making a big play like Jadeveon Clowney but misses. And then like the rest of the time, though, he just gets blown off the ball and is backwards and he doesn't maintain his gap and that sort of thing. So like, he gets really close to doing something good 5 times a game. And you see on the television screen, like, he's pretty good.
6 million listeners?
And then you watch the video and you're like, oh, he's not that good, I guess. That's just what he does. He just pops off the TV screen, but when you watch the All 22, he's not that good.
He has 6 million listeners?
We have 6 million.
Whoa. Woo. And I'm going to say yes, that he does make a play.
Big play PJ Hall?
Yes. I want to say that we're finally going to have a big play coming in this week just to prove you wrong. And also, Matt, it's like what I told you. The heavens are opening up.
And Andrew Norwell's not very good.
There you go.
Brant Linder's out.
There you go.
Maybe it's the time.
Point. I told you.
AJ Cann's not very good.
Dude, I'm telling you, y'all are going to destroy them. Then nothing's going to happen after.
That's I like that.
You
I
like that? No,
anything could happen this year. Be like, I like it. I love it. I want more of it, you know? I'll be happy about any of it. Next question is from at Matt's in the cradle. He said, with limited draft capital but not limited speculation, what position or group do you think the Texans should prioritize with their third round pick next year? So we're not only talking about a first round pick in April of next year with no college football season, but a third round pick. I mean, I think for me, it just has to be like cornerback. Like they benched Vernon Hargreaves for Philip Gaines last week. That's how bad it is at cornerback. It's bad.
Okay.
It's
I'm
bad.
Trying to say what you would get in the third round.
I'm sure there's a cornerback from like, I don't know, like Louisiana Tech they could get.
You get a running back. That's your
That'd be
get.
Good.
That's what you're going
to get. Because they're going to have to cut David Johnson because he's owed $12 million.
Yeah.
And then be like, we'll try to trade David Johnson. Like, no.
Nobody wants that.
No.
So that means that what did you get out of DeAndre?
They're going to sign Leonard Fournette and they're going to maybe draft a running back.
No, you don't want Leonard Fournette.
And they're going to
have
Duke
Johnson. He looks fine with Tom when there's also 8 other running backs on the roster.
Yeah, they're hilarious. I actually
kind of love it. I can't tell who's who because they all wear like 20-something
on
the back.
Yeah, they all wear 20s.
Yeah.
And all their receivers wear in the teens. Their receivers are all 10 and 19.
Yeah, but you can tell who's who because of size and everything.
I get Justin Coleman.
Talking about 17 and 13?
I get Scotty Evans. I get Scotty Miller and then the other white guy who's not out there that often confuse sometimes.
I don't know who the other white guy is.
It's like Justin Davis, I think. The next question from him is, with the changing of the guard, identify your Texans core players in addition to those you want gone. I said last year the Winnie Merciless extension's a very bad idea. It's been a very bad idea. I don't think they can come next year. I look at this stuff in February or so. But I think core players, I mean, really, it would have to be Zach Cunningham because you can't get rid of him. Tunsil, I guess Nick Martin, though, he's not very good just because you can't get rid of him. Titus Howard, hopefully he continues to improve. And Deshaun Watson and Justin Reed, and that's it. There's like 4 or 5 good players left, you know?
You get rid of everybody and you keep Deshaun. Nobody else is safe. And
that's
we're done.
Fun. I like that.
That's what you do.
It was really poetic until they lost that game last week with Will Fuller dropping a pass that DeAndre Hopkins always catches.
Oof. You went for a low blow burn there. Fuller did great, though.
He was great. He caught every pass, 6 for 6,
except
until
for the
now.
One where you needed the big play.
Yeah, and that's a pass
where
that
you needed
Hopkins,
the big
that,
guy.
He's not Batman, dude. He's a Robin. He's a really good Robin.
He's like Nightwing now.
He's Nightwing, yeah.
He's not Batman.
He's not Batman. The next question is from Found Houston Sports. He asks, which Balotelli, scrappy, dependable, middling player will be the first to go under the new Easterby, Faux, Romeo Crennel, Clens, Bill O'Brien era? Also, why will it be DeAndre Carter? Well, DeAndre Carter, he fumbled a ton of kickoffs and punt returns, and he did that in the Chiefs game in the division round last year. He fumbled a punt return this week as well, too. And he fumbled another one, but he was able to recover it earlier this year also, I believe. DeAndre Carter's good. He's just talking about like which players may get cut now that Bill O'Brien's gone. I could see, I think Carter's a good, I think hopefully Carter just doesn't play and it's just Kiki Cutie instead. At least there's upside with Cutie, you know?
Is Cutie not hurt?
No. He fumbled against Baltimore.
So that was why he's been out?
Yeah. He's not hurt.
What is the matter with Bill? Is it like if somebody just looks at him wrong or like spills their lunch, it's what is that milk on my carpet?
Yeah.
Is that what you just did?
No, it's sour cream.
Yeah. Now what am I going to do with that?
And then you start screaming at him, beating him with a newspaper.
Starts hitting him. Just hitting him over and over like the clipboard. It just sounds horrible. Like, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah. I don't like him.
Yeah, by the way, the fact that Cutie's not playing, yes, he should be the kick returner. Yes. Guys, by the way, the guys that hopefully are on the doghouse, come back.
Yeah.
We're done in the doghouse. Everybody that's in the doghouse should be playing.
It's cold
outside. Exactly.
I want to see some Kahale Waring so bad.
There you go.
He used to play polo. He's super hot. He has like a 10-pack. Great biceps.
He's super hot.
Can block. Can stretch the same. Can stretch the seam some. He's from California.
What?
From San Diego State. That's a good hot guy school.
Name Sunshine?
Nah, dude, he's hotter than that.
What?
Bill O'Brien benched him because he was too hot.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, we like Kahale a lot, but he's just too sexy and keeps distracting me whenever he's out there.
That doesn't make sense.
But now O'Brien's gone.
That sounds weird now.
Next question is from at Upper Root Texan 99. He asks, what is love? And I guess you know what it is? It's the only thing that matters. That's what it is.
Wait, what is love? Yeah. Baby, don't hurt me. No more.
All right, so... We both got the Texans this week. And again, like that game really depends on how close it's going to be if Miles Jack plays or not. I can't stress that enough. They play a lot of nickel. There's no Miles Jack. You get Dakota Allen out there. You get like Quentin Williams or whatever his name is. Their linebackers are bad, and they really need Miles Jack. And so if he does play, if he doesn't play, they should win by like 27 points.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you say, man. All I know is, what's the record? Am I winning?
Oh yeah, so for right now you're 11-5, and I'm 11-8.
What?
Because I got 3 upset picks.
Oh my god,
yeah.
That's
so
horrible.
We're
not tied. You have a worse losing record.
I think we're just going by wins.
No, we're not going by wins. It's a record. It's always been a record. You can't change it.
Are you in winning percentage?
Your record looks awful. You have like a LeBron James record, and you're trying to defend
it. I went 1-4 week 3.
Dude, that's awful.
I guess we'll do win percentage then.
Yeah,
it still
balances
out. Yeah, but yeah, you're up right now. We'll be fine. So the first game we have is the New York Giants playing the Dallas Cowboys. Then we have Philadelphia. Then we have Indy versus Cleveland, Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh, and the Chargers against the Saints. So what's up with you in the NFC East? You just want to talk about Dallas a lot?
Why? I don't even want to talk about football. You're the one who brought me over here. I didn't want to do anything
If Dallas loses on Sunday.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it.
To Jason Garrett. Will Jerry Jones fire Mike McCarthy?
I would laugh because I would hope so, but not really. I actually don't want the Mike McCarthy fired. I told you last year, and I'm still being consistent with this. But also, I want to bring up, thank God we didn't have a show last week. I would have made myself look like an ass.
Oh, you're like, they're
talking
Baker
about
sucks.
The Dallas
We're
versus Cleveland. I would have made myself just look like the biggest jackass known to man, being so confident. And the problem is, I still feel like I should have been. I hate my team more than life, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame the offense. Or no, I'm sorry. I don't blame the defense, which is what everybody wants to talk about. No, I'm blaming my quarterback. Because, Matt, I was telling you a little bit earlier behind the studio about a little stat that I heard that I felt was disgusting, which was when the game was tied 14-14, Dak Prescott had 5 drives, and he went 8-for-15, fumble, and 56 yards.
Up to that point?
During that span when the game is tied 14 all
gotcha.
From both teams, he had 5 drives. That was his stat during that entire period. So you're telling me that your stats are only great, only record-breaking, whenever you're coming from behind and the defense is playing prevent.
So you call Matt Ryan the garbage man.
No.
Dak Prescott the real garbage man?
I have no argument whatsoever because now I have turned him into the garbage man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick by my premise on what the garbage man is. Dak has just become king of garbage.
Yeah.
He is the worst piece of crap I've seen out on the field, where I'm hating that people are comparing Romo to him and all that. I don't know what is wrong with Dak, but there's a lot. He looks lost. He just looks lost out there, and it's really bothering because nothing is improving. And with this offense and the weapons that he has, I feel like any quarterback would be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the offensive line, I know it's going to have holes, it's problems. But you know it has holes and you know it has problems, but what do? You don't even try.
Yeah.
You don't even adjust to it. You just, you know what? I'm going to hold the ball even longer. I'm just going to hold it. No one's going to come. What the hell, man? Just no improvement. Just zero improvement. And the defense, laughing. How about the offense doesn't let, just give them the ball back, go mm-hmm. three and out over and over and over again. I hate this team.
Yeah.
I hate this team so much. And Zeke and Dak are just the worst. And I really want Dalton to play. I really want to see some Andy Dalton at this point. I just want to see what Andy Dalton would do with the offense. Just to see what it would look like with just a
consistent... He's played on teams like this before, the bad offensive line and good skill players.
And it's the consistent flow that he would be used to. Because the whole thing with Dak, I don't understand where let's make him the greatest passer of all time. When has he been that?
I mean, he was great last year.
When coming from behind, it's exactly what's happening this year, except now it's more obvious because they're fumbling every game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing the exact same thing every single game, which is why it's so obvious. But they were doing this last year, which is why we didn't make the playoffs, because mm-hmm. when you needed Dak to make a play whenever the game is tied, whenever it's close, he doesn't do it. It's only if he has to come back from behind, and it's an impossible thing to do.
Yeah, it does seem like they play down to their opponent, and then they play these close games, and those are coin flips. And it really is bizarre because they were very unlucky last year, and it's like, it's the same thing again this year. It's no different.
It's
the exact same thing.
And the thing is, what it would really show as well, because just like, let's fire McCarthy, what it would mean then is that Jerry needs to hire a coach that he doesn't like.
Yeah, hire a mean guy.
You would have to hire somebody that the moment that you sit down with him, Jerry, you hate him.
Yeah.
And hire him. Because guess what? The guys that your buddy buddies with, the guys that you're having over with your sleepover slumber parties, they're not working.
No matching pajamas anymore.
Yeah, they're not working. And instead, they're getting you the same result because all they do is just throw their hands up thinking that they can rely on talent. I just don't understand. I just don't get this team. I hate this team.
Y'all are mentally ill.
Yeah, and I hope that the Giants come out. Because Giants play well against Rams. You and I were talking earlier. And I hope that the Giants come out. And I hope they put an ass-whooping on them.
Well, what's funny is, the Giants have a really good run-stopping defensive line. The Cowboys are without three of their offensive tackles. They have Brandon Knight starting at left tackle. Terrence Steele starting at right tackle. Joe Looney's out, but there's Martin and Connor Williams. I don't understand Connor Williams because he weighs like 260 pounds trying to play offensive guard in the NFL, and hasn't worked out very well either. And so Dak shouldn't have – I mean, Elliott should only have like 15 carries this game. Like, Dak needs to throw the ball like 50 times against New York.
It's just, for me, if they were to lose against the Giants, I don't think you fire McCarthy. I think you sit Dak.
Okay.
That's what I would go with. And it's because, to be consistent, like what I told you last year and the year before and everybody else, am I going to blame Dak right now or am I going to blame the head coach? I blame the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm not doing that. Now I'm blaming Dak.
Now you have a separate new head coach.
Because also, I think that no matter what, how stupid my head coach is, a monkey could make this offense work with how talented mm-hmm. everybody is with the weapons they have.
Like a monkey who can play the drums?
Yeah.
How about a monkey who can go in space? How about a space monkey?
Like any monkey.
How about an orangutan?
Those
are the best monkeys. Well, it's a primate. It's not a monkey.
Oh, yeah. Wait, primate, monkey,
I don't know the difference, ape. But...
Wait, is there ape, primate?
Orangutan.
Are they the same?
They're my favorite animal, though.
Why?
I went to the Cincinnati Zoo, and I sat there and just stared at. We just stared at each other for like 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you reach out and y'all touch hands?
No, he just sat on this rock. He was just like this.
Did you get escorted out?
No, I just sat in a bush and we just looked at each other for 2 hours.
That sounds weird.
And I saw the San Diego Zoo. They're just big hippies, you know. They just roll around the sun and they're like kicking bags up in the air.
Sounds lonely.
No, it's nice.
Sounds like I don't want to do that at all.
They're not, but bonobos are disgusting.
It sounds awful.
Ugh.
And just to let you know also, it's proving my point that CeeDee Lamb is the greatest.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's amazing.
So I think I think Judy is going to be the best. And then I think it goes like CeeDee and then Justin Jefferson are 1A, 1B.
I don't think so. I think that CeeDee is going to be the best.
Okay.
Out of all of them. Yeah. How dare you? Judy is not near as good as what CeeDee is.
Well, CeeDee is playing like a team in the actual offense.
No, they don't have an actual offense.
Yeah, they do.
You have a bunch of morons.
Not whatever Denver's having to do. You don't like Ripien at all?
I need the red-headed monkey to come in. His name is Andy Dalton.
So there's two problems here with Dallas. One, you mentioned the defense. Their problem is that they have 9 turnovers right now, which is the 31st. Which is 31st if you go lowest to highest, you know. They're last in points allowed. And last week they were found themselves 14-14. They lost 2 fumbles back-to-back, and they went down 28-14. That was like the game after that. The Elliott one was awful. The Prescott one was bad because you have Terrence Steele against Myles Garrett. It's like, hey, if you don't see Myles Garrett, you better watch out. He's coming behind you. And that forced fumble was bad. And, like, you know, the run defense hasn't been good. And the defense has been bad in general. But, yeah, I mean, like, they blew that game with those 2 turnovers. And if you have a bad defense, you can't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
You can't put them in a harder spot at all, you know?
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh no, your defense is so bad. You're putting them on their own 30. Thanks, guys. You guys are so awesome. I hate this team. I hate this team so much.
Can you
say, on the next play, Chubb just runs it in for a 30-yard run. I hate this team.
Can you say something nice about the New York Giants?
Yeah, they try.
They try?
They try. They give a crap about what they're doing. I can't say the same about my team.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing out there.
I guess I can say, like, Daniel Jones is their best running back. James Bradbury's been very good this year. And like, I like watching their defensive line. I think Davin Tomlinson could eat, like, 36 hot dogs.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah, he's huge.
I don't.
His head is enormous. It like is like, I don't know, like the rolls of his head fall off his helmet.
He couldn't beat Chestnut though.
I think he. Well, no.
Chestnut. He's
nobody
like 78.
Can. Nobody can.
I thought he lost this year.
And also the reason about the Giants too is they have the worst passing offense in football right now. They've thrown 2 passing touchdowns. They're 30th in adjusted yards an attempt. They're 32nd in, run offense, DVOA. Pass offense, DVOA, they're 30th. And Daniel Jones is averaging, again, 4.7 yards a attempt. They've been sacked 14 times. And Dallas blitzed well in week 1. They should blitz a lot this game. They're really bad picking up the blitz. And it's weird, too, because they're supposed to be like a real vertical offense with Jason Garrett. I have it here that Daniel Jones has attempted 7 passes over 20 yards this year. He's completed 5 of them for 117 yards and a touchdown. You know, it works. He's pretty good at that. They should do that more often.
I hope Danny throws so many dimes on us. I hope there's just
they're
so
not letting
many.
Him throw dimes because they're having problems picking up the blitz, you know?
Jason Garrett beats the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to laugh so hard. I'm going to laugh so freaking hard.
So the Cowboys are 8.5-point favorites.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I have Dallas 37-27, and I hate it. I hate this team so much.
You hate this team?
Yeah.
You don't understand, man.
I don't even go to school.
The moment
I hate this
that
team.
The first quarter happened and I'm just watching, I'm like, okay. Okay. And then it just gets worse. It just gets worse and worse and worse. I hate this team. But I hate the quarterback. I want some Red Rocket.
All right.
He didn't blow up on the launching pad. I take that back. He's still there. He's still alive.
He's back home in Texas.
Let him fly again.
Mm.
Just let him blast off. He's ready.
Mm-hmm.
I have Dallas 31. I have New York 21.
Oh my gosh, they're not gonna get over this week.
I hope they lose. I hope they lose. You have me on record. I hope that Dallas loses this game just so I can laugh. because if they lose, that means that Giants would have a better record than them too.
What do you feel whenever you see Jason Garrett on the other sideline?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I feel nothing.
Gotcha.
It doesn't... That doesn't affect me. Why would that affect me?
I'm just asking because I'm about to go through the same thing, you know? I'm going to see O'Brien on a sideline again.
Matt.
I'm going to feel disgust and anger.
My team should be better than what it is.
Yeah.
I'm more disgusted at my team than I could be at anything else.
What a stupid... I don't want to watch another New York football game again this year, and I'm going to keep watching them, but they're not... I don't know. Like, without Saquon, the Giants really aren't worth watching anymore. So the next game is Indy against Cleveland. The Browns are 1-point underdogs at home. So the Colts right now have the best defense in football.
I was going to say, aren't they like numero uno?
Do you think they actually have the best defense in football, or is this just the result of them playing Jacksonville, Minnesota, the Jets, and the Bears?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a little bit of that schedule there.
Jags put up 27 on them.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything because they're always going to have that type of lucky game here and there. I'm not worried about that. Minshew always can go off. I think that Indy, like what I told you earlier, this was my team in this division here that I felt like was going to be numero uno. And I thought that...
I still think the Titans are better than them.
No, I don't think so.
Because I think the Titans are going to get better.
Sorry, but my team doesn't have COVID. So guess what? We're better.
Yeah, I mean, but they're... I mean, it's...
yeah, what now?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
you
like...
You have a reason for that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't exist, so...
Okay, all right. But either way, I just think that Indy, they're getting better and better each week. The offense, I feel like, is fantastic. The defense is at least making plays, but I do
the
feel like...
The run game hasn't been good enough for them, though.
Well,
and,
yeah,
they still,
it seems like that it's more of just the throwing the little passes to Hines and to Taylor.
Yeah, and they're running it a lot, but they haven't been that great at it. And, again, they're missing those, like, vertical, like, possession catches for Rivers. Like, everything's so short, you know?
Yeah, but
and, like,
he
can
so
throw
many weapons.
I know, but they don't have a guy who can, like, just jump over people and make catches. And that's what Rivers
have the
is
big
missing.
Guy. Cox.
Yeah, he doesn't do that, though.
He only catches one ball, but it's usually for a touchdown.
Yeah, he catches, like, three touchdowns, three passes.
But either way, when it comes to this team...
Everything's short. It's all crossing routes.
It still works.
It's worked okay.
You don't think it's going to work?
I think they're going to get better, you know?
I'm not, like,
they don't need Rivers to be good in some games. So that Bears game is a good example.
They just don't need him to turn it over.
Yeah. And
that's
like,
all it is.
Their defense doesn't have any holes. Like, every bit of it's good. Like, they don't have any weaknesses at all. I guess you can say like they don't have a lockdown cornerback, but a lot of teams don't.
But they're also just solid all around.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
To your point, they're just consistent,
like the
which
only,
makes them good.
The only thing the Bears did well against them was throw the ball to Allen Robinson. That was it. He had like 120 yards, and that was the only thing they did well.
Yeah, but the Bears also don't know how to unleash Jesus Christ himself properly.
Well, he's a
so.
Demon. He's not Jesus anymore.
All I know is that he just beat Tom again.
He's a demon.
That's what he does.
He's a demon.
He just knows what to do.
There is nothing heavenly at all about him. He's a
yes,
demon.
Yes, there is.
No, he's a demon.
You think that's why he's kicked out? Because God said no.
Yes, he's an archangel that got kicked out of heaven. So the Colts also, their front four of Justin Houston, DeForest Buckner, Danico Autry's been really good. Also, they've gotten some like consistent production from Al-Qadim Muhammad, which needed to happen this year. Like they had like him and Ture, and there's another guy. Like and Benogu has it. Was Benogu and there's one other guy, and they haven't like not neither four. They provide flashes, not consistent production, and they finally have that Muhammad. It's gonna be fun though watching this front because they have three really good linebackers play against the Browns, who have you know the best outside zone rushing attack right now, and they're averaging 5.9 yards a carry. Their second rush offense DVOA. And I think this week we'll finally have an answer if the Colts, you know, run defense is real or not.
All right. Can I change now? Because I'm going to go to Cleveland.
I guess so.
Well, I'm just saying, usually you have like one more stat you want to mention before I jump ship here. But this is why I want to bring something up. Because I'm going to stay with my position as well on how I said after the first week, oh, I should change my position because Cleveland's bad. Even though they're now 3-1, man, I still stick by it. Baker's not good.
Yeah, he hasn't been good this
Baker
year.
Baker does not look good. Even against Dallas, it's like
Dallas
is just
everything's
allowing,
on the run. He can only roll the right and roll the left. He can't play in the pocket at all.
He does not. Even the passes, man, looked like that it was more Odell doing everything than him. And I don't know.
He can only roll to the left.
He doesn't
roll
look
the right.
Good. If I'm going to look at all the quarterbacks that look like they just have not been up to their par, with Wentz, with Dak, with Baker, Baker's look the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least Dak passes look like bullets. Baker's, you look like wobbly things
just,
that are out there. Well, I don't know
handing,
what's going on.
Every time he hands the ball off, he gets 6 yards.
Well, that too.
Yeah. I mean, he can't win from the pocket at all. And this is a good game for the Colts because they have Kenny Moore and they're really good at blitzing their cornerbacks. And they can be able to like blitz their way into some sacks, or Baker fakes the handoff and, oh, there's a cornerback in his face right there. And then he tries to throw something up and gets picked off.
If only we could get pressure on a team, because that's all you need to do with Baker. If you get pressure on Baker, it's done.
Yeah.
You won.
Or also get a lead where he has to play from the pocket.
If you
that's
have
what
to,
the Ravens did to him.
If you have to force him to throw to where Baker, you have to beat us, instead of the running game with Chubb, even though Chubb's gone, so now it's Kareem Hunt all day long. Who's the other guy that they – was it Henderson? Harrison? Mm. Harris?
Oh, D'Ernest Johnson?
Yeah, D'Ernest, whatever. I was like, who's their other running back that was actually pretty solid?
Yeah.
Either way, they still have a good running game. It's just if you're the defense, make Baker be the one to beat you. I promise he's not.
You have to get a lead on him.
Well, yeah, if he's having to come from behind, but even though Kareem Hunt could still bring him back.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's just how long the game is, you know?
I did not like, that's why I was really frustrating to also watch that Dallas game. It's like, guys, he's so bad. He's so bad.
Yeah.
You don't understand, Matt. I've never been so angry this early on where I'm just like.
He's like if Manziel was like a crackhead instead of a meth head.
What's more?
I don't know.
What's more calm, meth or crack?
Okay. Manziel is a meth head. He's an alcoholic. There we go. Yeah. Like a little bit more put together. Not much.
Sure.
Not much more, but a little bit more.
Yeah, it's fine. Either way, I still don't like Cleveland that much because of that.
We're joking. Substance abuse is not joking.
Oh my God.
It's very serious.
Hey, man, I had to do community service at MAD.
It's not joking.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I know what it's like, okay?
Yeah, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
This is going to be a fun like line of scrimmage game, though, both sides. So you have the Browns offensive line, which has been great, with Jerick Willis, Wyatt Teller, J.C. Treader, Joel Bentonio.
What'd you call me?
Jack Conklin going up against the Colts front, who's played well. And then you get the Colts offensive line against Myles Garrett, Larry Ogunjobi, who's been awesome, Sean Richardson, who's been awesome. Olivia Vernon may not play, but every team has like 6 other defensive linemen who can be adequate enough. So, I mean, I'm excited for this game just for the offensive and defensive line play.
I'm excited for this game just because it's going to be pretty telling if Indy goes out there and just kind of manhandles them.
But even like if they do, it doesn't really show them the score.
That doesn't show you much if they were to go out there?
No, I'm saying like they manhandle Chicago, but it didn't really show them the score.
Well, no. I'll put it this way. If it's 19-10,
yeah,
I'd say it's manhandling.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it is, but it is.
Putting a team to 10 points in this day and age of the NFL, yeah, I would say is manhandling.
I'm just saying like they don't really blow teams out, though.
What team is scoring 10 points being like, we should
have
won
that game?
Even though
they blew out Minnesota and the Jets, but that helped with defensive touchdowns and stuff.
Oof, Minnesota.
They're all right now.
That's a bad
team. They got
two
receivers again. So I have Indy winning 26-20.
So when it comes to, what's the point spread on this?
The Browns are 1-point home underdogs.
What? Just a point?
Yep.
I'd take Colts all day to this. All right. I would say Colts 27, the Browns 24.
All right. I like it. Also, I think, too, the Colts are good running a bunch of different coverages. It's kind of like playing Minnesota. I think they can trick Baker into making some dumb throws, you know? I seem to have like 3 interceptions this game.
Yeah. And it's because Baker sucks. And Odell, they're going to try to force feed him, thinking that he can score 3 touchdowns again. But guess what? You're not going up against Dallas defense, okay? Okay, you're not good.
The next game we have here is Philly against Pittsburgh. Now, I'm going to name some names for you.
I don't want names.
These are Philadelphia players in their offense, all right? So do you know any of these guys? Jordan Mailata? Nate Herbig? How about Matt Pryor? Jack Driscoll?
I know Driscoll.
Okay. He's a rookie right tackle from Auburn who played for Lane Johnson last week. They got Travis Fulgham, Deontay Bennett, Richard Rodgers,
yeah,
John Hightower.
Sounds good.
They've all caught passes this year. I like Doug, like we talked about going this year, it's like I kind of root for Doug Peterson now to have all these injuries where he just turns into a survival man and he's like turning, you know, some used toilet paper, slightly used condom, and a wet book of matches into a boat somehow, and is like able to eke out enough wins, and they're first place in the NFC East right now too. And I can't believe we're going to do this all over again. It seemed the same thing as last year.
Doug, how did you do it? What you didn't know is that it was a Magnum.
There's a lot more space in there. Yeah. All right. And he made a submarine instead.
So when it came to last game in the 49ers versus the Eagles, I wanted to bring this game up because you want to talk about a guy who was a Warrior last game. His name is Carson Wentz. It's because everybody hated on him, not the entire season, us included, because, yeah, he's been crap.
He's thrown 7 receptions.
He's been awful. I mean, just good Lord, trying to kill people, too. Even last game, he didn't look that great, but you know what?
He threw like 4 dropped interceptions, too.
He wanted a win so bad, and you could tell, and the reason why I say that is the escaping.
He was kind of like Russell Wilson last week.
He was trying to put his body on the line just to get the first downs when it was 3rd and 9. Mm-hmm. He was able to pick them up. And I'm watching, I'm like, Carson, I like it, man.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing tonight. The 49ers weren't expecting it. It was the only thing they were pretty much giving him because none of those receivers are going to get separation. And Zach Ertz only knows how to catch 1 1-yard passes.
Yeah, and they did a good job jamming the line. Ertz is kind of, I mean, I don't know. He's not super physical, you know.
Wentz and the Eagles team are just the scratching and clawing into what you were saying about the Doug Peterson survival. It's like they're better at this mode.
It's weird.
They're just better. It's like, we have everything.
We need adversity.
This is everything.
This is our city.
We have nobody. If we lose another one, we're doomed. Yeah. If we lose another guy.
Yeah, I've like all these people, like I thought I knew who their offensive line was, and then 1 week happens, you're like, I don't know anybody.
I don't know anybody.
I do kind of like Nate Herbig because he looks like the Michelin man. He has just a bunch of rolls on his side.
Yeah, you're talking about.
And he wears a giant, like, long sleeve white shirt underneath his pads. And he's just very round, you know. He's a very round individual. He's not bad. He's just very round.
I love very round.
But the other thing about them, too, is their pass rush is absurd. Like, it's Hargrave. You know who Jannard Avery is? He's a 5th-round pick from Cleveland. He's been awesome this year. Malik Jackson's back and healthy. They have Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox. He may not play this week. I saw Ridgeway had a good play last week too, and then Derek Barnett's having I think the best year of his career so far too. It's like there's 9 guys who can rush the passer for this team. So like everything else here is like all screwed up, but they can rush the passer, and they've been able to survive on defense because of that.
Oh yeah, I mean they gave. Oh, I don't even know who I'd give more credit to in that case because you and I were pretty big on Mullins. Mullins looked awful.
I'm a Beathard guy.
Oh, no, Beathard, I still think it looked better. Yeah. I was more of Mullins than Beathard, but oh, my God, Mullins looked awful. I don't know if it's because Philly were just getting a little bit of pressure on him, but the moment that he was rushed and he got hit, he was done.
Yeah.
And they were mean to him. But
he seems like a homeschool kid.
He is.
He seems like he studies a lot.
Yeah, he looks like that he's homeschooled. He just didn't have many friends.
Yeah. And but Beathard.
Beathard has a lot of friends.
He drives a pickup truck.
That's all he's about is having friends and he's going like muddy.
Beathard's like your older sister's girl, your older sister's boyfriend, you know?
Yeah, the guy that, like, he's the awesome guy. Where whenever your sister breaks up with him, you don't understand why.
He's like, you let go of CJ?
Yeah. Like, what? He was cool.
We're supposed to go to the movies next week, you idiot.
Exactly. Where he would actually want you to hang out with him.
Yeah, and then he still texts you here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Why?
You're still kind of friends even afterwards, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You're like, you're an idiot.
Way to go.
Well, you're not breaking up with me, are you? All right. But yeah, I mean, so this week, though, I don't think Philadelphia's offensive line can hold up against what Pittsburgh has. And Wentz, I mean, again, like Wentz threw 4 or 5 passes last week that should have been intercepted. They just weren't on San Francisco's end. And in Pittsburgh, they're not going to be able to run the ball at all. It's going to be Wentz having to like tie that fine line between being patient to be able to create throws down the field against Pittsburgh and also making plays on his own without being an idiot about it. And it's very difficult to find that balance to it. And he hasn't really he found it a little bit here and there against San Francisco, but this is a better defense that Pittsburgh has. And a lot more aggressive, too. They blitz a whole lot more. And so I just think Wentz is going to throw, you know, a couple more interceptions. He's going to make more mistakes. And this defense is just too good. The other thing about Pittsburgh is a bad matchup for Philadelphia is they're a real quick passing offense. And so I don't think their pass rush is going to have the same impact like it had last week against the San Francisco team. They can't block on the interior at all.
Oh, I completely agree with you on what's going to happen this game, except this is the game that Philly's going to win. It's one of those games where you're just like, oh, they don't stand a chance. This is over. But then they're going to pull it out because this is also the type of game that Big Ben and them always lose. I don't know what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and when it comes to games like this, I just don't feel confident. Only because they've had that week off, kind of unexpected, where they were going in expecting to do one thing. Now they're doing another thing. I think it would throw off that team's rhythm. Where you could be right, they're going to come out. I just think that Philly is now on that hot streak coming off the big win, where Pittsburgh is going to be a little bit sluggish. Then they're going to be forced to throw the ball, making forced decisions. Big Ben is going to make some mistakes. This one's tough for me. What's the point differential here?
It's too high. Pittsburgh 7-point favorites.
Man, that is high. Yeah. See, and
it's on the Dallas line too. It's like it's way too high.
That's really
but it's like, I just can't. I can see Philly winning this game. I can't see the I can see both those teams winning though.
I see. Both
I hate
the
this.
Team. I see both the teams winning, especially with those type of point differentials, because that's way too high.
I hate it.
And with Pittsburgh, I mean, do you like them?
Yeah, I do. I think they're gonna get better too.
I like Connor.
I think they're Buffalo. I think they're going to get better.
Connor looks like a beast this year. What the hell is that?
He's healthy, probably. I don't know.
That's what. But it looks like they're savoring him, too, that they're not playing him as much in the first half. And then in the second half, they're just unleashing him.
Well, they get a lead, and it's like, well, we'll be able to run the ball. Now you have to throw against this absurd pass defense. You can't fall behind against Pittsburgh.
No, you really. Yeah, you would be actually screwed.
I still like Pittsburgh, though. I'm going to go Pittsburgh 24, Philly 17.
The problem is with your stupid rules, I'm going to pick Philly in this case. So I'm going to go with Pittsburgh 30, Philly 28.
All right, hopefully I remember
that. That's too big.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
I remember we watched this game 4 years ago together in your apartment.
Did we?
Your old apartment, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was like Wentz's rookie year, and he had like 39 passing yards, and they lost by like 35 points.
Nice. Probably made me laugh.
Yeah, it was funny. The last game we have tonight, New Orleans against the Los Angeles Chargers. So I looked at the numbers for Joe Burrow. On passes over 20 yards to the air, he's 1-for-23 for 21 yards and one touchdown.
Wait, for Joe Burrow?
Yeah, for Joe Burrow.
We're talking about Cincy?
I know. No, we're not talking about Cincy.
Oh, okay.
I'm just making a point here.
Okay, yeah.
It's like Burrow does everything else really well. He reminds me kind of like Bridgewater or Alex Smith, where he's like, he's very smart, he's mobile, he has great accuracy, he understands the game very well. He just doesn't have the arm strength, and the touch on his downfield pass has been awful. So I think, have you ever seen the meme that's like the Virgin this and the Chad this?
Yes.
So it's the Virgin Joe Burrow and the Chad Justin Herbert. Herbert, on the other hand, 6'6", has no front lobe. Like, he has no idea. Like, he can't – I don't think he's able to comprehend what he's doing out there. He's just doing it. He's playing like a top 10 quarterback right now. He's averaging 8.7 yards an attempt. His completion percentage is 72%. He's been sacked 6 times. Like, he's playing behind a bad offensive line. Brian Beluga was hurt last week. Same with Trey Turner. Despite that, he's 7th in DVOA. He's 11th in DYAR without playing week one as well, too. And they're 1-3 one-score games as well. And he's made, like, I don't know, 8 throws. We're like, what the hell was that? He's been absolutely spectacular. So he's the Chad. So it's the Chad, Justin Herbert, and the Virgin Joe Burrow.
All right. So I didn't know really what you meant whenever you say, like, oh, I'm starting to like. I'm like, why are you hopping on another bandwagon? But then I watched.
Yeah.
Why does it look like, Matt, that he's just, like, flicking a wrist and the ball's flying 80 yards downfield?
And with, like,
why does it look like that? It's not even him throwing the ball really that hard.
Yeah,
that
it just like goes.
It's just a throw.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even he's putting his body into it. He's just throwing it, and it's going 60
yards.
It's
like a vortex ball.
It's pretty, you know, incredible.
Just whistling.
Oh, I can hear it whistle through my TV.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
And
why?
Like two
he's
the,
massive.
And two of those throws against Tampa you're talking about, the two big touchdowns, that was with pressure in his face.
Oh, yeah.
That was back foot.
And he took a shot.
Yeah.
He took a shot one of the
perfect
throws.
Perfect throws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how big he was, though.
Yeah, he's 6'6". Because
even with guys that he's, like, staying next to his linemen, he's as big as them.
Yeah,
he's huge.
Well, there's only been three good 6'6 quarterbacks. And then, like, the last, you know, since the year 2000 on, it's Justin Herbert, Joe Flacco, Matt Schaub.
By the way, I have a question, though. Why were we ever thinking about putting in Terod?
I don't know.
Like, what?
I mean, I guess
after watching how he was last game against Tampa, by the way, they lost not because of him. That was because of their defense and I think maybe play calling,
too.
Well,
he had that interception late.
But it's also you kind of let the foot off the gas there. I hate whenever you do that. Whenever you're going up against teams like that and you score that high of points, what does Kansas City do?
Mm-hmm.
They don't stop.
They score 41.
And it's because you're going to have those slow period of time, but if you keep putting up points, odds are you're just going to increase your lead.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's math.
You don't want to play close games because bad things can happen.
Exactly.
You can't control.
Exactly. Don't play the safe route. But, dude, Herbert, the throws, Keenan Allen is his guy. It's a shame Williams is out.
He's supposed to play this week.
I think it'd be fun. I just don't know if that they'll have that type of relationship. Herbert looks good.
Yeah. And well, like, he's completely
Did they lose
Eckler,
by the way?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Well, Kelly fumbled, so he was in the doghouse.
Yeah, it's Justin Jackson. He's good.
Yeah.
But Kelly will play next week, too.
They're
both good.
This way, watching with Herbert, the Chargers made me a little bit more excited to watch them.
Yeah, I like the Chargers now.
And it made them a little more exciting.
That week one game against Cincinnati was brutal. It's like, we can't run the ball, and it's just Tyrod just throwing up to Mike Williams, and Mike Williams just making one-hand catches out of bounds.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, if this
They're
is
fun now. This is a fun team.
But if Herbert was able to do that in practice, where if you just see one of those throws, it's like, you know what? I'm going to put him in.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that guy in.
Well, the problem with Tyrod...
What are you playing with Tyrod, though? What are you getting? What are you playing for with Tyrod?
Well, the problem with him, though, it's like, they have to have like a... He has to be involved in the running game. So you have to have a really good offensive line. And
you
have to run a lot of power, heavy. The Bills would have been a Super Bowl team with him if Rex Ryan didn't ruin their defense.
I don't know if it's Super Bowl.
If they had the defense they had the year before Rex Ryan came, the offense they had the year of Rex Ryan with Greg Roman there, they had a top 10 offense, top 10 defense. They would have.
I don't know if it would have been
Rex
Super
Ryan
Bowl.
Ruined that defense.
Well, I agree with that because I remember everyone was excited whenever he came.
Tyrod was good for the Bills offense.
I agree.
With Rex Ryan.
I'm just saying. You know what you're
going to
get, though.
I'm saying it's like you
especially
have to,
with Herbert.
You have to have like a good power run block in the offensive
whenever
line.
I saw him throw it 80 yards, I said, we're done.
I said,
we're putting him in. He's my guy.
That makes sense. Also, I like Guyton. It's such a good last name.
That's nice.
Yeah, dude.
By the way, who's the other team that they're even playing against? We're not even talking about them. Oh, yeah. New Orleans. What are you thinking?
They were better last week. Like, that was like the first good offensive game they've had was last week.
Also, there was Detroit.
And Detroit's the worst run defense in the league, and they ran the ball.
It's Detroit.
Kamara and Latavius Murray combined for 33 carries, 147 yards.
Yeah, Latavius.
And three touchdowns. And Brees had one interception early on the game off that deflected pass. And that was the best game he's had all year, though.
I don't know what it is. I don't like this team.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I think it's this easy for me. And I think I've had the same argument, and I can't even tell you how many years on this freaking podcast. The fact that Sean Payton just doesn't give the ball to Kamara, it just bothers me.
Well, it's saving him, dude.
Well, no. I think it's being...
They paid him now, so they have to.
A douchebag. Like, I just think it's being just a complete dickhead in ways. And it's because... He's doing everything he can to just be a smart guy. Let me just try to be like the outsmart you play. Let me just have Drew Brees do this. Just hand the ball to Kamara.
Yeah.
Stop being an ass.
Oh, no. I think they were fine last week. I mean, you need to save him for, if you're a playoff team, you need to save him for January. Kamara's been so good this year.
I'd rather save Brees' arm in playoffs because, as we have seen, the tire can be blown.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to try to save everybody. Put Jameson, dude.
Oh, my God.
And then bring Drew in the playoffs.
By the way, to your point about the whole Brady thing, because I proved it last week as well, with Brady throwing a pick six and then coming back and being able to beat the Chargers. James can never do that.
He did it last year.
How many times?
I think twice.
Against two?
The Colts. He threw two pick sixes against the Colts last year. I can't remember the other time.
Who was the Colts quarterback?
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay,
the anti-Jameis Winston.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Saints is one of the teams that will get better. Lane Breeze threw a complete pass to 9 different receivers. They're going to get Mike Thomas back. Hopefully soon. Hopefully this week. You know, and
What's going on with him?
I don't know. I guess his ankle's hurt still.
I thought he's been hurt since week one. Yeah.
So I think they're one of those teams that's getting better though.
I just don't like this team. I don't know what it is.
They're
maybe
just
I'm a hater.
They're stacked overall. The quarterback's the biggest problem. And I think they'll get better though still. And Kamara's been the best running back in the league this year.
I'll put it this way. If I'm Dallas, I want them in the first round.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there'd be a wild card team.
Well, no matter what, I have a crappy division.
Yeah, you would be the home team in the playoffs. Yeah. So you'd be like, yeah, I want the 49ers.
I don't think I want the 49ers.
I think
that game would be ugly.
I want the Chicago Bears.
I'd take that.
Ugh, what an awful game.
I'd roll the dice on the Nick Foles.
I guess you could have the Saints. The Saints can't win the division against the Bucks.
Which the Bucks? I don't know. They lost Chicago.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that was a good game.
I like the Bucks a lot more than I thought I was going to. I just feel like they're fun
Brady's
to watch.
Brady's throwing the ball, man, downfield.
Yeah, yeah. And
he
they do
really
that. They run play action out of heavy sets.
Again, people talking smack about Brady still. It's like, I'm so sick of it, man. He's actually chunking the ball.
And also, he's more human now. You know what I mean?
Well, everyone's upset because he was yelling at the offensive line last night.
Good.
I agree.
I like it.
And by the way,
they blitz so much, too.
If he's yelling at somebody, who cares?
Yeah, he's 43. He's won 6 Super Bowls. Five. Yeah, he can yell at whoever he wants.
That's what I say, too.
He's not Bill O'Brien, you can't.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can't.
It's like Tom can wear his 5 rings and start yelling at somebody.
Yeah.
What's Bill going to wear?
Nothing.
Can't wear anything.
He never won a Super Bowl in New England.
I was going to say, did he or did he not?
I don't know. He didn't as the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
That's all that matters. Maybe as the tight ends coach he did.
Ugh.
You know who's the tight ends coach of the Giants?
Tight ends coach of the Giants?
Freddie Kitchens.
Really?
Yeah, you know who's been bad this year?
Huh?
The Giants tight ends.
All right.
Every time I see Evan Engram, I'm like, it's never going to happen, dude.
Freddie Kitchens was like a homeless guy that won the lottery.
Yeah. And then he went broke in 6 months.
When I saw him on Hard Knocks, I was like, okay, where did we find this guy? He can't be real.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard sometimes.
Not hard.
So this game is Monday Night Football in Los Angeles. I'm very excited. I like Justin Herbert a lot. And no, it's in New Orleans. And the Saints are 7.5-point favorites.
What? 7.5 points?
Yeah.
I'm going to have some fun with this one. I'm going to go Chargers 33, Saints 30. Doesn't matter because I still would have picked the Chargers with the point spread thing.
Yeah.
So
I have the same thing too. I have the Saints winning 27-26.
It's like no matter what with that. Dude, these are too high a point spread.
Yeah, these 3 games we picked.
Why are there over 7 points?
I don't know. It's weird. So the Chargers are 1-3 one score games this year. I guess maybe the Chargers are the cursed team, not Philip Rivers.
It's still one score game though.
Yeah, I'm saying like the Chargers' record one score games is 1-3 this year.
Yeah, but it's also Herbert.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, the question this year is like, was it Philip Rivers that's cursed, or is it the Chargers that's cursed? Because Philip Rivers was like 74-96 in one score games, whatever it was, and they lost one of them. I think they're 1-1 in one score games, and the Chargers are 1-3. So maybe the Chargers are cursed. It's just something to keep your eye on. So my upset pick of the week, I have the Panthers because they're 1.5-point underdogs against the Falcons.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
I don't think I have an upset pick this week.
You gonna pick Carolina? You like that one?
I'd rather my upset pick being Giants over Dallas.
You gonna do that? double it up?
No, I'm not doubling up because I picked Dallas.
This is awful radio.
Who's Tennessee playing?
They may play the Bills on Tuesday.
Okay, what's the upset on that?
I don't know what the line is. I looked up this. I didn't look up yours.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Tennessee over the Bills.
All right.
That's not going to work, but I'm going to go
with that. I'm really, I love those two teams where they play because the fan bases hate each other because that Music City Miracle game. And it's just funny on the internet because I'm friends with Bills and Titans fans on the internet, and they hate them so much. It's always hilarious.
Why aren't you friends with Houston fans?
No, I'm friends. We're all friends. We all love each other again, dude. It's great. There's still like the people who are like, you know, they won't admit they're wrong about the O'Brien thing ever, but we don't talk to them anymore. They're extradited. But we're all friends now again, which is good. We are a football team back. We're all unified as a fan base.
Woo!
Yeah, that's good, dude. So to recap, I have Dallas 37-27. You have Dallas 31-21. It's I hate it, dude.
Let's go to Vegas.
I would like to get Vegas to be on this Colts game, though. I have the Colts 26-20. You have the Colts 27-24. I have Pittsburgh 24-17. You have Pittsburgh 30-28, but picking Philadelphia. I have New Orleans 27-26. You have the Chargers 33-30. Upset pick, you have Tennessee, whatever the line is. And I have Carolina, 1.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. You know, I think the other problem Atlanta has, too? Have you seen their turf? It's like gray. Like, it just looks depressing.
I don't know if that's it.
Ugh.
I don't know if that's it.
I hate
it's like a brand new stadium.
Yeah, it's like this weird gray green. It looks awful.
No.
It looks like the 1930s.
I'm sure that they like the classic look.
Ugh. No, it's not classic. Ugh.
It's classical.
It looks like an episode of I Love Lucy.
I love that show.
It's great.
Actually, I hate that show.
Why?
I don't know. I
you don't like physical comedy?
I always found it obnoxious. I don't know. It's not my cup of tea.
It's fine.
Yeah. Makes you feel weird on the inside. Bewitched, on the other hand, hell yeah. All day, every
day. What was the joke about I Dream of Jeannie? I can't remember.
I thought it was like, who would beat who, Bewitched or Jeannie?
No, it's never mind. Well, that's our show for tonight.
Watching something perverted again?
No. That's our show for tonight.
Pervert.
We'll be back on Sunday night. Talk about Texans, Jaguars. We may be able to record another one, like a recap of the Bill O'Brien era, have some other guests on, and then we'll be back on next week to preview, you know, week 6 as the NFL season continues until the Tennessee Titans ruin everything. You know, the other thing about the Chargers, they copy the Titans. They say bolt up. They copy the Titans tighten up. How lame do you have to be to copy the Tennessee Titans?
What if their mascot, though, was the dog Bolt?
It doesn't matter.
And they always had, like, a little puppy running out on the field. That would matter to me, actually.
No, and you know what?
Just gave them a great idea.
And the Bears copy the Titans, too. They have Bear Down.
Oh, my God.
Imagine how lame you have to be to copy the Titans.
By the way, I have to hear Jordan say Bear Down every day. Because we made a bet that the Dallas Cowboys have a better record than Chicago. It's going great, by the way. Let me tell you. It's going awful.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, but we'll have more shows. It never stops. Until next time, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Malvern Radio. And thank you for being on tonight, Taylor.
Josh Allen's overrated.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.